Hey there, everyone, and thank you for taking a little time out of your Saturday to be with me. I genuinely appreciate it. For those who don't know this voice, this is the creator of 2020 and founder of 2020 The Beacon, David Dunphy, and I'd like to welcome you to my little corner of the world on the internet cybersphere. This is a very small corner of the world, but I'm hoping over the next several months and years that this station will grow from just a little corner to definitely something more substantial with more content. But this is only our first day on the earth, and I think we have a lot to bring and offer, and I'm looking forward to sharing a lot of that with you. But before we get started with all the fun and everything, I just wanted to begin by saying a few things, a couple of main points. First, this radio station is very much a culmination of where I am in life, which is I'm a working adult who wants to make money, have his own job, and then come home and have peace. Someone who doesn't want a lot of drama, somebody who wants good friends and good people that are authentic and that will bring me up and hold me accountable when I screw up, but also be awesome and supportive. And, you know, I'm looking for a lot of authenticity and a lot of, you know, less drama and less crap. And so I've had to clean out a lot of people in my life. There were some friendships that had grown toxic, other things that had occurred, to do a lot of soul searching to kind of figure out where I wanted to go with my own relationships, interactions with people. And through a lot of that and through some of my own experiences, part of that journey led me to the creation of The Beacon. I love radio. It's something that has given me a lot of amusement, a lot of joy over the years, reminds me of a dear friend and Will, and I think my life would just be lost without it in some form. But I also wanted to emulate Will's characteristics because he was a big part of my radio world, and also to bring out the best that I've been able to work with in radio, whether it's technology, people, combination of things. And so, welcome to The Beacon. We are going to be a source of light. As you know, light comes from many places. It can come from a smile, a song, literally a visual, you know, series of colors and stars, a rainbow, you know, a word of encouragement. And we all are capable of bringing light to each other and to others around us. And so I want The Beacon. A beacon is supposed to be something that warns of light, not warns of danger, but it can also be put up to indicate a celebratory event or to give very, very important information. And the internet is so big and so crowded that we need sort of a way to know what's cool and find things that we like. And I'm hoping The Beacon, through music, podcasts, interactions on and off air with our listeners and more, I hope that this station can be a beacon and be a source of light and shine a light on those who wish to be recognized, and just shine a light on you, on anything you might bring as a DJ, as a listener, conversation on a show, anything like that. So that's how The Beacon came about. I'm really excited, and I hope that as we add more to the station and start to bring on people, Beaconeers, as they've been affectionately called, if you've seen our website, I hope that will be possible to grow and turn this thing into a pretty awesome place to be. So we're small now, but I'm confident that by next year's end, by this time next year, we will definitely have a lot to talk about. Which leads me to my second point, then the final thing I want to say before we get started here. I wanted to apologize to two people in particular, but in general to myself and into some of the other people who may be tuned in at this moment or may hear this later on down the road. But the two people I want to apologize to most are Chris Nussbaum and especially to Janine Lee, because, you know, I never really thought the globe should have been reincarnated. When I ditched it in 2019 after I lost my job in Littleton and a few other things had gone on, my thought that was always that if I was ever going to go back into radio, it needed to be something new, just because even though the globe was epic and had some memories beside it, you know, and definitely reminds me of my best friend Will, who's no longer with us, I wanted it to be different. But I was convinced by those who really loved the globe, and admittedly by some sentiment, I think, to try to rebuild it. And it never got off the ground the right way. There were issues pretty much from the get-go, and things just seemed to get worse. And I know there were people, Janine in particular, who invested a lot of time, money into it, personal resources, and did not get the return that was expected. And there was a lot of tension, there was a lot of arguing, there was a lot of drama and other things that happened throughout the course of the Globe's 2.0's incarnation in life. And I just want to, A, apologize to people in general for a lot of that, because it should not have gone down, and we should have been more organized, and I should have definitely followed my gut and not launched the Globe and been more patient until we had something, a really good concept that was worth investing in. So for that, I'm genuinely sorry, because that definitely didn't help things. And like I said, people like Janine really put a lot into it, and they were let down. And I definitely did not want any radio work I do to be associated with that. So I should have listened to my gut and not gone with a second version of the Globe, but we did. It's done. It's been learned from. And now I'm really ready to kind of, you know, put the Globe where it properly belongs in its past, and learn and grow from it, and, you know, enjoy its memory. But the Beacon is here, and we have a lot of light to shine and a lot of people and awesome things to show you as a station. And I really do hope that you will give the Beacon an opportunity to grow on you and to shine a light into your world and to bring some excitement and happiness to the existence that you have. We are a very small station at the moment. In fact, I'm the only official staff member, but we have people working behind the scenes and people who do want to come on and provide content, and we're working with those people to get things going. So this is the Beacon. This is our introductory presentation, which I'm just going to finish with now and send you off to the real show. But look out, our introductory website will soon be replaced by a website with some more content and more engagement possibilities. So look out for that to happen in the next couple of days as well. And keep listening, because we have things to talk about on the show, and 2020 The Beacon is definitely here to shine a light on you, the world, and hopefully be a much more positive place than my prior radio existences have been. So with that, I say hello, and welcome, and let there be light! Woohoo! The Beacon is officially here!